here's a story from The World.
Today is Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day. In Israel, sirens blared for 2 minutes and everything came to a standstill in memory of the 6 million Jews who perished. At the Knesset Parliament building,
Savati she'al shma nikruya, Esther Steinbrecher, Biladea Malka lebat ha'shesh u'muni ekben ha'shmone.
Lawmakers read out the names of family members who were killed by the Nazis. This day is observed by Jewish communities worldwide to remember the victims and honor the survivors. Jack Rosenthal is a survivor. He grew up in a tiny town in the foothills of the Carpathian Mountains in Romania, the oldest of 6 children and the only one in his family to survive. He was deported to Auschwitz in Poland in 1944 and then force-marched to Buchenwald concentration camp in Germany, where he was liberated at the end of the war. Today, Jack is in his 90s. He's also the grandfather of one of our reporters, Sarah Birnbaum. Sarah usually talks to her grandfather, or Zaidi, as she calls him, on FaceTime every week.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for doing this.
Well, I have to tell the story, if not me, who else?
On this Holocaust Remembrance Day, after a year of COVID and when so many Holocaust survivors are gone, she recorded the call to let us eavesdrop just a little.
So how many years has it been since you were in the camps now?
Well, I was liberated in 1945, so that would be 55, 76 years.
Can you believe it's that long ago?
To me, it's not long. It's like I think about it almost every day. So
you do?
It's still in my mind. It's very sharp in my mind. At one time, I almost forgot it, but now it old age, it comes back more often.
There are fewer survivors these days. I remember as a little kid going with you to that big Holocaust memorial.
There was a time when we used to meet in Madison Square Garden. There were so many. And later on, we met in the Temple Emmanuel on 59th Street in Manhattan. The big synagogue, but it used to close down the street. So that's how many people there were. Today, like in my shul today, I'm the only male survivor of the Holocaust. The rest of them are all gone. There used to be about 28, 30 people, survivors.
I remember, as you say that some of your best friends died this year, who are also Holocaust survivors.
Many of my friends died.
Are you thinking about Jack and Joe this year a lot? Because you guys really banded together.
Usually after the war, we were like family. We used to have meetings in various places. There used to be thousands or hundreds who would come from all over the United States. And we felt like family.
I think a lot about when I was 12 or 11 and we went back to your hometown in Romania. Like, I almost never have seen you happier. I don't know. You just kind of seemed light.
I was glad that I took you there. At least you'll have an idea where I come from, which was a plain village. There were no trains, no buses. As a matter of fact, the first time I rode a train is when they took me to Auschwitz. It was a backward thing, but we had our own history. We had our own culture. There were sometimes good times there.
I do want to ask you about COVID. It seemed almost cruel to me that a lot of survivors who are alive now have to go through this year.
One thing I always thought to myself, I don't mind dying already, but, I mean, I wouldn't say I don't mind. I mean, everybody wants to live. But I would like to die in dignity. But most of those people that died in COVID, they died by themselves in a hospital. It was very cruel. And something like this shouldn't happen. So I have something against the Lord.
Just one thing, though.
Just one thing, yeah. The rest of them, I'll forgive them.
Anything else, Zaidi?
Anything I want to tell you is the one you should take care of yourself and the family.
I love you.
I love you too. I love everybody. And I love my great-grandchildren, which is something which is, I'm very grateful that I live to see the day to have great-grandchildren. Okay.
Okay, I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Holocaust survivor Jack Rosenthal speaking with his granddaughter, the world's Sarah Birnbaum.
From PRX.